Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. The typhoon that slammed the Philippines Friday is one of the deadliest in the country's history. The Philippines Interior Secretary said all systems, all vestiges of modern living, communications, power, water, all are down. The Philippines ranks among the world's most disaster-prone countries due to its location on the typhoon belt and the Pacific earthquake rim, known as the Ring of Fire, with sustained winds reported at over 145 miles per hour and significantly stronger gusts. Typhoon Haiyan was the second Category 5 typhoon to strike the Philippines this year. Red Cross volunteers throughout the region are reporting significant damage and a growing death toll. While the full impact of the disaster is still being assessed, an estimated 1.7 million children are believed to be living in the areas hit by the emergency. President Obama says the U.S. is now providing significant humanitarian assistance and is prepared to further assist relief and recovery efforts. A court of appeals in New York has tied the hands of the judge who heard the stop-and-frisk class action case Floyd versus City of New York by removing her from stop-and-frisk cases. The city appealed the judge's ruling in the case, and the appeals court stayed her rulings on October 31st. Further, they removed the federal judge, Judge Shira Shinlin, from stop-and-frisk cases. On Saturday, city lawyers filed papers to try and vacate the judge's orders. On Sunday, a lawyer for Judge Shinlin said the city's attempt to have the judge's orders vacated is bringing character assassination into the judicial process. Shinlin's attorney, Bert Newborn, said the city's request is an attempt to twist the panel's ruling. At worst, the panel accused the judge of conduct that might cause the appearance of lack of neutrality. Newborn said the panel did not even suggest that the district judge was actually biased. Shinlin had ruled in August that the city violated the civil rights of tens of thousands of people of color by disproportionately stopping, questioning, and sometimes frisking them. She assigned a monitor to help the New York Police Department change its policies and training programs regarding the tactic. The street stop policy has been in place for decades, but the number of stops increased dramatically during the administration of Mayor Mike Bloomberg to a high of 684,330 stops in 2011, mostly of Black and Hispanic men. A lawsuit was filed in 2004 by four men who said they were targeted because of their races, and it became a class action case, Floyd versus City of New York. The fight over stop-and-frisk reforms will change when Bill de Blasio takes office. The mayor-elect has said he will drop the city's appeal. Another change will be in management style. The management methods of Bill de Blasio were shaped in the political trenches alongside some of the nation's most prominent Democrats, and it includes a tight-knit partnership with his activist wife. That contrasts sharply with outgoing Mayor Mike Bloomberg. The business titan ran the city like a CEO and largely stayed above the fray, delegating the city's day-to-day operations to his senior staff. De Blasio says he'll be hands-on, and this is great news for many of New York City's lawmakers, Queens Councilmember Donovan Richards.
My district is still suffering from Hurricane Sandy. We're going to have an opportunity to have a mayor who understands the outer boroughs, not just Manhattan.
Yeah, that's been a problem. Mayor Bloomberg was really a Manhattan mayor, wasn't he?
Yes. He was a Manhattan mayor. And there were some good things he did. I don't want to discredit that, but there's a lot more he could have done for those of us who were really suffering in the outer boroughs. And the people who spoke in this election, they spoke loud and they spoke clear. This is why we're going to have Mayor de Blasio.
And what do you think he can do for your community? Now, you're out in what?
I represent the Rockaways, Laurelton, Springfield Gardens, and Rosedale.
And you were hit really hard.
And we were hit very hard by Sandy. He was there with us on the front lines. Bill de Blasio was in the office giving out supplies every day with us when our families were suffering. So this is someone, I think, who understands my community more than Bloomberg could have ever.
Queens Council Member Donovan Richards. In Paterson, New Jersey, a gathering of New Jersey postmasters unveils a new stamp in honor of Veterans Day. It's the World War II Folio Forever postage stamp with photos of World War II vets. U.S. Army Master Sergeant Nicholas Oresco from New Jersey is one of those honored. The Medal of Honor recipient died Friday at the age of 96, but he knew he was included in the stamp folio. Oresco, who served with Company C of the 302nd Infantry Regiment, 94th Infantry Division, single-handedly wiped out two enemy bunkers and killed a dozen Germans using grenades and his M1 rifle. And in Albany, the flags flown at half-staff at the Capitol in honor of servicemen and women killed in action will now be given to the service members' families under a new law signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo on Sunday. Until now, they weren't given to the families, as is often done with flags flown in Washington. The flags had been retired after their initial use. Governor Cuomo said, by giving these flags to the loved ones of our heroes, we will help further honor their memory and courage. It's a typical fall day today, partly cloudy, partly sunny, temperatures in the mid-50s with a chance of rain in the evening. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.